There was an enormous job of renewing and rebuilding the party from the highs of the pre-2007 period to right now. But I was very heartened by my visit both yesterday and today, particularly in terms of the number of younger people coming forward. We're going to have to work in terms of attracting young people into the party, indicating to young people that there's an opportunity in Fianna Fáil to change your community for the better, change your town for the better, your county and your country. And that's the key message.
From your own point of view, in terms of attracting more support for Fianna Fáil, in terms of re-establishing Fianna Fáil as a credible party of government, you're going to have to put in a strong performance as leader of the opposition. The fact that you walked out of the Dáil in frustration yesterday suggests that you're having a hard job making that happen.
No, I think that's overblown, to be frank. There's two elements to opposition. One is that you must be constructive in terms of bringing solutions and ideas and new bills and legislations, which we are doing. I would argue that in the last 3 months we've shown more constructive opposition than the Fine Gael Labour Party did for the previous five. What I suggested was simply to put on a dignified marker of concern about the degree to which the Taoiseach is avoiding answering questions in the Dáil, is ruling out and disallowing questions and transferring them to other government departments to a degree that has not been witnessed before. He left the Dáil himself yesterday in advance of Taoiseach's questions and left it to the Chief Whip. So I just had to put on a marker to say to Enda and to say to the government, you guys said you were going to have more transparency, you were going to answer questions. Why won't you answer them? Why are you transferring them? Why are you avoiding at all costs answering the questions?